A reading from the book of the prophet Jeremiah. In those days, the princes said to the king, Jeremiah ought to be put to death. He is demoralizing the soldiers who are left in this city and all the people by speaking such things to them. He is not interested in the welfare of our people, but in their ruin. King Zedekiah answered, He is in your power, for the king could do nothing with them. And so they took Jeremiah and threw him into the cistern of Prince Malchiah, which was in the quarters of the guard, letting him down with ropes. There was no water in the cistern, only mud, and Jeremiah sank into the mud. Abed-Melechi, a court official, went there from the palace and said to him, My lord king, these men have been at fault in all they have done to the prophet Jeremiah, casting him into the cistern. He will die of famine on the spot, for there is no more food in the city. Then the king ordered Abed-Melechi, the Cushite, to take three men along with him and draw the prophet Jeremiah out of the cistern before he should die. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
A reading from the letter to the Hebrews. Brothers and sisters, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us rid ourselves of every burden and sin that clings to us and persevere in running the race that lies before us while keeping our eyes fixed on Jesus, the leader and perfecter of faith. For the sake of the joy that lay before him, he endured the cross, despising its shame, and has taken his seat at the right of the throne of God.
Consider how he endured such opposition from sinners in order that you may not grow weary and lose heart. In your struggle against sin, you have not yet resisted to the point of shedding blood. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus said to his disciples, I have come to set the earth on fire, and how I wish it were already blazing. There is a baptism with which I must be baptized, and how great is my anguish until it is accomplished. Do you think that I have come to establish peace on earth? No, I tell you, but rather division. From now on, a household of five will be divided, three against two, and two against three. A father will be divided against his son, and a son against his father, a mother against her daughter, and a daughter against her mother. A mother-in-law against her daughter-in-law, and a daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise you, Lord Jesus Christ. It's not easy to hear the truth, especially when the truth does not speak of our prosperity or of peace, but of turmoil. Yet this is the path of the prophets, and why so many wanted to put them to death, much like with Jeremiah. Notice in the first reading, he was placed in a cistern that had turned dry. This is what the prophets speak of. When we have become dry, cracked, brittle, and no longer pliable to God, nor his voice, or to his paths, and grace dries up within us. This tends to be where society is at today. It has become hardened to a life with God. Yet so many cry out to the Lord for his assistance in time of need. As the psalmist says, he desires to draw us out of the pit of destruction and out of the mud of the swamp and make our footsteps firm in his paths. But what must we do in order for this to happen in my life? St. Paul tells us, let us rid ourselves of every burden and sin that clings to us and persevere in running the race that lies before us. I think of how so few regularly go to the sacrament of confession, except in certain parishes that have been solidly formed in the faith. We think it is so hard to go to confession, to confess our sins to a priest. But in reality, the opposite is true. It is much harder not to go to confession. Why do I say this? For me, as a priest, it is extremely hard for me to go to another priest and confess everything that I've done wrong, all of my sins, and lay them before someone that I know, especially also being a priest. So I know how hard it is. But even for me, it is much harder not to go to confession, because I too have to run the race and rid myself of every burden and sin that clings to me, lest it stay on me for all eternity. We have to think of ourselves in light of faith, rather than our feelings, which only bring us harm. It's like having to go to the doctor when you are seriously sick. But what happens if you don't go? Your condition only gets worse. And if you do not go, you will most likely die. It is like this with sin. The longer we hold on to it, the worse our condition becomes. We become easily agitated. We become like a dry cistern. Our life becomes unpleasant. We become more irritable, agitated. We lose our peace and joy, and with others, a lot more easily. We become broken vessels. And that is what is really hard, and that is why I go regularly and frequently to this great sacrament. But it isn't just about sin in our lives. By not going to confession, we deprive ourselves of God's mercy, his healing, his desire to renew and strengthen us with his grace so that we can overcome our weaknesses and temptations which inevitably come across our paths in life. He helps us to walk anew as his sons and daughters every time we go. So in reality, it is much harder not to go to confession. Eternally, even more so. For I can't get to heaven by holding on to my sins when he died for them. In fact, there are many saints where our Lord came to them and pleaded with them, "Let your sins go. Give them to me so I can free you. Otherwise, we are stuck in slavery." Jesus also has taken the harder path. Don't think of how hard it is for you. Think of how hard it was for him to free you from those sins. He has already taken the harder part. He's not asking that much. Really, it's not that hard compared to what he's done to free us from those sins. But what happens when we do go? First of all, sin is no longer there. It is no longer a part of my life. He has already taken it away. Sister Faustina, when our Lord began to speak to her and appear to her, she brought this to her spiritual director, a priest. And the priest, in order to find out whether it was truly God, said, "Ask our Lord the next time he comes to you to reveal to me every single one of my sins that I confessed in my last confession, and then I will know it is him." So, when our Lord appeared to her, she asked, And our Lord's response was, I don't remember. We make such a big deal out of our sins and what we have done. But when we give them to our Lord, they are truly gone. He doesn't remember them, and neither should we. The second thing that takes place in this life when we go to confession is the fire of God's love that fills our soul. It is like a spark that ignites a fire within us to desire to follow him more faithfully. And it is like something really new has come into us. We have a new life in God, and he comes more deeply into our life. He walks more closely with us. But this fire isn't just meant to be kept within us. As our Lord says in the gospel, I have come to set fire upon the earth, and how I wish it were already blazing. You see, when you do not go to confession and you withhold yourself from the fire and the light and the mercy of God, your coals within you become cold and hardened when they're meant to be set on fire and alight. Burning embers, when they're set on fire, don't just keep the heat and light and flame within themselves. No, they burn everything and everyone they come in contact with. They burn everything and everyone around them. And they don't pick and choose what they burn. They just can't help it because they've been set on fire. This is what happens when we allow ourselves to be touched by God. The fire of his love truly touches us. And we too become inflamed and can't help but spread it to others and in all of our surroundings. Well, at least we're supposed to. But this gift is only given to those who seek him more deeply, not those who hide from him. It is given to those who come to him regularly and frequently, those who have finally realized that it is a harder path not coming to him, or when we hide ourselves from him and his mercy. You see, this is what sin does. It not only separates us from him, it separates us from each other. So yes, not going to confession is a much harder path compared to when we are inflamed by him and share his love with one another. That it is much easier and more delightful approach in the end when you really think about it, especially for all eternity. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Let us stand now and make our profession of faith. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all things visible and invisible. I believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, born of the Father before all ages, God from God, light from darkness, true God from true God, begotten, not made, consubstantial with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us men and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, and by the Holy Spirit was incarnate of the Virgin Mary, and became man. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried, and rose again on the third day in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended to heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son was adored and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. I believe in one holy, Catholic, and apostolic church. I confess one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. I look forward to the resurrection of the dead and life of the world. Amen. Knowing that God in his mercy desires to lift us up out of the mire and put our feet on a solid path, walking with him, let us lay our prayers before him.
For the church, that there be good men and women raised up to be courageous and humble leaders in the spreading of the faith of the one true God. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
That we may have the courage to choose sides with Jesus instead of allowing our adversary to sow seeds of division among us. May we recognize that our unity comes through Christ, not the world. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
That we may endure our crosses with hope, looking forward to the joy that lies before us. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For families divided by religious differences, may all of them be united in fulfilling God's holy will. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For all who are away from the church and her sacraments, especially our family and friends, may God, through the intercession of Mary and Joseph, bring his children back. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For all our faithful departed ones, that they may be quickly purified to join the great cloud of witnesses in heaven, and especially for the repose of the souls of Luigi and Carolina Nannini, for whom this Mass is offered. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer. God, our Father, we are your children. We lift up our cries to you. You know all of our needs, all of our desires, both spoken and unspoken. And we make our prayer through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
You may be seated for the offertory.
Please.